If you're a fan of contemporary dance or ballet, you've probably heard of choreographer William Forsythe, and if you haven't, well, now's your time to learn about him. Although he was born and trained in the United States, Forsythe spent most of his long career in Germany. But ballet companies around the world perform his work, and this weekend, Seattle's Pacific Northwest Ballet will become the first American company to present an all-Forsythe evening. This is something PNB Artistic Director Peter Bowles has been planning for several years. To mark this event, William Forsythe has been in Seattle working with the PNB dancers since March 1st. This is his first professional visit to the city, and it's the first time he's seen the company in person. I asked him how the all-Forsythe production happened in the first place.
About because Peter had asked me if we could make a piece that had primarily orchestra music, and I usually don't.
I know there are some choreographers that want to sort of get the lay of the dancers and the company before they say okay. Do you have criteria before you allow companies, this company or any company, to do your work?
Well, I mean, it depends on what they ask to do. You know, I have a wide range of work, so not some things are more classical, some things are less classical, some things are not classical at all. So you try to make the right fit. In other words, you want to give something that will show the dancers in any company to their best advantage. I'm really interested in building good dancers in the process of setting the work, not just setting the work.
Setting the work means teaching an existing dance to a new group of dancers. Forsythe is in Seattle to oversee that process, but four of his former company members worked with the PNB dancers before he ever got here. Laura Graham is one of those company members. She danced for Forsythe in Frankfurt, Germany, and now she stages his dances all over the world.
Bill does not always come when I stage, or Steffi, or all the other stagers. There's, I think, about 20 of us just only. We all work with Bill as dancers. It takes a lot of work. Like to say, some ballets, I get as many videos of different casts I can, and all the ballets I've staged, I've danced. This is helpful. And then I find the things that I find are most musical or the best, the dance that Bill told me, create the dance you want to see.
What does a dancer need to bring, not physically but mentally, to do this work well?
Love and joy and just loving dance. Just loving the art form and just wanting to fill it up with their ideas that resonate with the piece. It's there then. I call it the fairy dust level. Or whatever. I like making dancers laugh and they relaxed and have more fun and find their the yummy part inside they want to dance from.
Laura Graham's been impressed with the dedication, skill, and yummy parts that the PNB dancers have brought to the rehearsal studio. So has William Forsythe.
Oh, they're very good dancers. They're very, very focused. You know, everyone's trying their hardest to do it right. It's a great work ethic. I would say one thing about the Americans is there's a very can-do mentality. And I like that. I have seen in all these different companies, I have seen almost next to zero drama in rehearsals. Nothing, nada, niente. People being stymied by their own whatever it be, you know, nothing. People are really there for a certain kind of work. And I find that people's attention is pretty terrific.
Forsythe wants to build on that work ethic. He's interested in teaching the dances, but his ultimate goal is to create something that transcends his own ballets.
What I'm very, very interested in, though, is like I'm doing here, which is coaching dancers and giving them ideas, making better dancers so that they use these ideas not just in my ballets, but if it's going to be Balanchine or someone else, that these ideas might be useful for them. They have giving them tools.
When are you happiest with the work you've created?
Mm-hmm. I'm happiest with the work I've created when I see dancers really blossom. When I see someone, they go into a kind of transcendent state, and it has nothing to do with being out of it. it's just they're, I don't know if they're into it or out of it. It's an odd place, but they're very, very, very present.
The PMB dancers have pushed to reach the bar Forsythe has set for them. Stager Laura Graham says for her and for many ballet dancers, performing Forsythe's choreography is a career epitome.
Technically, artistically, when you see a performer letting loose, they're usually someone who has done all the classical leads and is so high on top of their technique and knowing how they like to approach everything that it's like technical ecstasy and playing with the music and just living and getting to that level. That's why a lot of us just love dancing Forsythe.
A lot of us love watching Forsythe, too. Pacific Northwest Ballet opens the first American all-William Forsythe evening tomorrow night at McCall Hall at Seattle Center. KOW and me will be there on Saturday at 2 p.m. for the matinee. I'll be talking with PMB Artistic Director Peter Boll and some of the dancers after the show. You can find more information and a ticket discount to that performance at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Front Row Center.